invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Buck Lally. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now, let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. Well, now that I'm here in America over a year, I'm getting to act like a real American. All day long, I'm going to play the radio. I'm listening to what they call a disc jockey. That's the fella. That's the fella who knows can sing, act, or make the funny jokes, but he's got a big talent for playing a phonograph. Over here, nobody is a sing, nobody is a act, nobody is a telephony joke, and nobody is a play record. It's just everybody is a get the rich. Now, tonight I'm here how one lady is a winner of a refrigerator, gas stove, a mink coat, and $1,000. All because she's got a brain to answer the telephone. But, Mamma mia, I'm answering my telephone 1,000 times since I'm in America, and all I'm going to get is a bigger bill. Another program I'm going to enjoy very much is Arthur Gazzetti. Everybody is like him. He's a talker so easy, so smooth. And he's so relaxed that sometimes I'm a wonder why my radio is an awful old. Also, he's a player for what they call a ukulele. To me, Arthur Godfrey is a real American. So I'm buying myself a ukulele, too. I'm coming down. It's a check in a taxi, your hand. It's got to be ready at 8 p.m. This is sound of good, huh, Mamma Mia? Oh, wait till it's in my country, Mona Pasquale. Here's the
money. Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, my daughter Rose has asked me I should give you this letter.
Huh? Oh, Valentine card. But, Pasquale, Valentine's Day is in February.
For my daughter Rose, every day is a Valentine. Go ahead, Luigi. Read what she's writing you inside.
All right, sir. Let me see.
Go ahead.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you marry me, I'll marry you.
Well, what do you ask of my son?
Pasquale, if I'm going to be sensible,
I'm no ask you to be sensible, be stupid, to marry my daughter.
No, Pasquale, she's too fat.
Fact. There you go with the fact talk again. Luis, you remember one thing. Like a Professor Einstein says, everything in a life has got a relative.
Huh?
Sure. Roses weigh 250 pounds. But compared to the fat lady in the circus who weighs 750 pounds, or to the elephant that's weighs 2 tons... Roses are just a drop in a bucket.
Move by a bucket. Pasquale, please, no more talk about a rose.
All right, Sir Luigi. But let's talk about you and your future.
Future?
Yes. After all, you're getting old all the time. You've got to start thinking. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I don't know, Pasquale. I was thinking maybe I'm going to be an engineer and build the bridges.
No good. This country's got more bridges than it's got of water.
Well, a lawyer, maybe.
That's bad, too. You go on a night to school. Even if you get a law diploma, you can only practice it a night to court.
All right, then I'm going to be a doctor.
A doctor, Luigi, you're making me laugh. But don't you know, in America, a doctor's got to be an M.D. And you initials are the L.B.
L.B.?
Sure. And in your case, the L.B. is a standard for lazy bachelor. Luigi, believe me, there's only one job for a fella like you who's got no talent.
What job is this?
Husband.
Pasquale, you promised not to talk about
it. All right. Calm down. Relax. Forget about a roast.
All right. Oh, hey, Pasquale, I'm almost forgot. Look what I'm about to myself today.
Hey, what is that? A fry in a pan?
No, it's a ukulele.
It's looking like a fiddle that forgets to grow up. What are you going to do with that thing? Kill the flies?
Oh, Pasquale, you should have heard me play. I'm a tenor sing and the company of myself at the same time.
Sounds like a double suicide. Well, it's only just to stand there, Luigi. Let's hear this great talent. Play something.
All right. What do you want I should have played?
Mendelssohn's Wedding March.
Oh, but that's too hard. But listen to this. Something I'm going to hear from Arthur Godfrey. He's a player. I'm going to come down to Tagetti in a taxi, honey. Got to be there at 30 p.m. That's
all. All right. Stop. That's enough.
That's no good, huh, Pasquale?
No good? Luigi, I'm going to take back everything I'm going to say before about you. You've got to break a talent.
Me? Oh, Pasquale, please, are you making a fun?
No, Luigi, I think you're sensational. If you was to lose 100 pounds, get to look like a sick cow, and a singer like you just sang, Frank Sinatra's got to go out of business.
Pasquale, stop for teasing me.
Luigi, use your head just to think. In America, who's the biggest singer? Italian. Sinatra, Mario Lanza, Vic De Mon, Perry Como, Bing Crosby.
That's the Bing Crosby. And Pasquale, he's not Italian. He's an Irish-American.
I don't care if he's a Scotch-Terrier. Like a fortune of singing, you know?
That's right.
Sure. Now, Luigi, you do like I say. Is the time you begin to plan for your future.
Pasquale, you're not just making a fun of it to me, huh? I mean, you really think I can be big like a Sinatra?
Sure. You're Italian. You've got a nice face, and you can sing. Right away, you've got 3 strikes against you. Sure, and best of all, when the women look at a Sinatra, they want to mother him. But you got a face, so when they look at it, everybody's going to have a pity.
Oh, Pasquale, you're giving me big ambition. I'm going out to my night school of class and telling my friends all about the UID.
Go. Goodbye.
Hey, goodbye. I'm coming down to get you in the taxi, honey. Better be ready at 15.
Class, please. Good. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Harwin?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz? Well, Mr. Schultz, why don't you answer?
Because tonight I'm playing hard to get. Thank you, fellow movers. Why ain't I the little devil cop tonight?
Mr. Schultz, instead of disrupting the class, why don't you concentrate on your work? Now, our English lesson tonight concerns the subjunctive mood. Now, Mr. Schultz, tell us about the use of the subjunctive. Or don't you know?
Who, me? I shouldn't know the subjunctive. Miss Barney, believe me, if anybody
just
knows...
Just tell us about the subjunctive, Mr. Schultz.
All right, the subjunctive. But that's... I've got to give an example. Now, if I say you must... Well, that's no good. Subjunctive. Now, will you take, for instance, that... Look, subjunctive is just this. What? Miss Marley, I can't stand it. Give me the confession. I sign on the bottom and you can hang me.
thought so. Will somebody else try? Mr. Basco, what do you think?
I think I'm a singer as good as Sinatra.
What?
Well, the Pasquale's to hear me sing on my ukulele, and he says I'm going to make a fortune because even a Bing Crosby, he's a Scotch Terrier.
What?
Luigi, you should be careful with your friend Pasquale. Every piece of advice he gives you is aimed at only one target, Rosa.
Target? She's the whole shooting gallery. Start from the beginning and tell us the whole story.
Class, the subjunctive mood
no,
is...
Please, Miss Spalding. We already killed that. Let's not return to the scene of the crime.
Miss Spalding. Shall I tell them all about the subjunctive?
Olsen, please. If you can't think of something stupid to say, shut up! No, Luigi, what's this with you and Pasquale?
Well, Pasquale is to hear me sing and play my ukulele. And he says I should sing on a radio. What do you think, Schultz?
I think between you and television, radio is doomed.
Schultz, that wasn't a nice thing to say. Maybe Luigi has got a talent and someone should exploit it.
But that's right, Luigi. If you got the talent, I would like to be the first one to explode it.
I guess I'm going to make a fool of myself, aren't you?
No. Stop that talk, Luigi. I was only fooling. Who knows? Maybe if you got it in you to be another Sinatra, the only way you can find out is to die.
That's right, Luigi. There's a lot of amateur shows on the radio and even in the movie theater.
You're very young, then, Niemini, Luigi. That was a good idea.
Amateur show?
For sure, Luigi. Pasquale says you've got talent, but maybe he's just looking to make a fool from you. You should go to the amateur show and prove it.
For sure, so you really think I should go on to this amateur show?
Why not? Look, Luigi, there's an amateur show right in our neighborhood movie every Tuesday night.
That's right. Now, look, I go with you after class and we're going to get you signed up.
Your horse, right, and they'll even come to the theater and applaud like crazy.
Well, all right, so maybe I can do that. Class, you really think I'm going to be good?
You might be very good, Mr. Basco.
Sure, Luigi, in America, anything can happen.
Well, you for Jiminy. Luigi, the crew.
Yes, sir.
Sure, think. When Sinatra sings, the young girls, they faint. One note from Luigi's voice, and he wipes out the whole concert.
Mamma mia, is it possible that your son Luigi is going to be a millionaire from his singing? If this is a happening, Mamma mia, right away I'm a send for you. Aunt Margarita, Uncle Pietro, and his goat. Sure. And if the goat is delighted to hear, he can send for his girlfriend. Of course, he don't have to. This is a Chicago. They got a stockyard, and there's a lot of goats there. Anyway,
Hey, Luigi, how come you didn't tell me you're going to be in the amateur show?
Well, Pasquale, you told me I should have planned for the future, so Schultz is advising
me. Oh, that is Schultz is taking over, eh? Luigi, why all the time are you running for advice to a delicatessen man who's know only about meat when you know I'm got everything in my head?
Well, you're so right, Pasquale. You're the biggest meathead I know.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, to come out a different. Well, Luigi, I'm no mad at you. After all, anybody who's to help you helps me. Because I'm your manager.
You're my manager?
Sure. Who's to discover you? Columbus? I'm going to get some return on the investment I'm going to make on you.
What an investment?
Well, Luigi, you don't realize that this, but it's going to take a big money to build up a new singer. First of all, for this amateur hour, I got a sweet kid sitting in the audience to clap for you. That's 30 cents. Also, right now, I'm taking you to a singing teacher to polish you up.
You got a singing to teach you for me?
Sure, I'm a spare no expense. That's another 25 cents.
Mr. Singer, the teacher, he's a charge of 25 cents.
Sure. I could have got it for less, but I'm going to want a private lesson. Say, Luigi, spending all of this money on you, I'm going to protect myself, so that's why you're going to sign this manager contract.
But Pasquale, such a little princess. What's the kind of manager the contract is it?
The usual 10% the kind. Uh-huh. Everything you earn, you get a 10%. Come on, sign it before I'm going to call up a Sinatra and sign a him.
Well, all right, Pasquale. I sign it.
Oh, that's the good, Luigi. I'm going to give you the biggest build-up anybody's ever get. You're going to sing at the president's ball. Command a performance for the King and Queen of England. Everybody's a-wanting you. You and it's such a demand, you're working a day and a night and a day. You even overwork yourself. And then one day, you know what's to happen?
Who out there?
You drop dead. From that time on, your popularity to grow. People, they write stories about you. And in Hollywood, they make a follow-up with the jokes and the things again. Is it called Bosco Sings Again?
Mamma mia. Is it a Technicolor?
Sure, and Larry Parks is never going to look better. I'm bringing you Luigi Bosco, you know, too.
Good, very good. How do you do, Mr. Bosco?
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Greg.
Don't like that breathing. How long have you been breathing that way?
What do you say?
I say, how long have you been breathing that way?
Ever since I was born.
Well, stop it. A singer must learn to sing from deep down. Here, listen to this. Now you try it.
But I'm not going to breathe that way.
Don't be silly. Now go over to that window.
All right.
There, now throw your chest out. Well, throw your chest out.
Please, the first thing you pick up with the Venetian or blind.
Luigi, don't talk as stupid as things like a fool.
I can handle this, Mr. Pasquale. Now, Mr. Bosco, let me hear you sound A.
A what?
The musical note. A. Open the mouth, open the mouth, close the mouth, close the nose, and open the mouth.
From the diaphragm.
The diaphragm.
Luigi, don't be so stupid. When somebody's a draw something for you, that's a diaphragm.
Pasquale, will you please keep out of this?
Pasquale, maybe we go home.
Listen to Mr. Gregory. I'm bringing him here. You should learn him to sing professional so he's a win amateur show. And enough to be insulted. And I'll show him how he should sing with his ukulele.
Can he play that uke?
Yes.
Can you play by ear?
No, I'm a user of the fingers.
There he goes again.
Luigi, please, act the night.
Well, but, honey, I'm a trainer.
Tell me, Mr. Bosco, are you familiar with the mic?
No, I'm never even met him.
Well, all right, let me hear you sing something.
All right. I'm a comet to get you in a taxi.
Holy nose. Holy nose. Holy nose.
All right, Luigi, come
on.
All right, Luigi, come on. All right, Luigi, come on. All right,
Luigi. Luigi, my fellow boobie. Ah, how beaten up you look. What are you doing?
Taking a nap in a meat chopper? Hush, this is a long story. But Squally is a tech commit to sing it at me.
Stop.
And a peach is a hole in my nose, a slap in my face, a punch in my stomach, and as you say, I'm an up kind of thing unless I'm a finger down in my diaphragm and a throw away my chest.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
What's the use to talk? Come on, it's time you should go to the amateur show.
She's all the same. I'm not going to the amateur show. I'm a true singer.
No, Luigi, you're all mixed up. You ain't supposed to retire until after you make the $1 million.
But please, sure, this isn't a use to fool myself for no more. Some people, they're born to be rich and famous. Other people, they're born. That's all.
That being born is one of the best things that could happen to a person. Without that, he's nothing.
What?
Now he's got me for shimmers. No way, Luigi. Into my head, an idea just popped. I am going to appear with you on the stage.
Sure, so you and me?
Sure, sure. We form an act. Basto and Schultz. No, I mean Schultz and Basto. I tell funny jokes, you sing, and the audience throws.
So what do you say, Luigi?
Schmeier. Schultz, you wonderful.
Oh, sure, forget what the teacher said to you. So he said, throw away your chest. Why, Sinatra threw away his chest and he made a fortune. let me hear you sing Nacho.
All right, yeah. Come down to carry you in a taxi car.
No, stop, you took it enough taxis today to put the subways out of business. Come, we go to the amateur show. I teach you a few jokes and a loser.
You sure it's going to be all right?
Sure, I'm sure. Luigi, be like me. Don't worry. Smile. Be happy.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Schultz, Basto, get ready. The piano act is almost over. You're on next.
I'm so nervous. I'm so glad I'm going to get the help from you, my friend.
Luigi, be glad to help out. But it was Schultz's idea.
Oh, that's right, Luigi. You will feel better when you hear us singing with you in the chorus.
That's right, Luigi. Also, I got another idea. Confidential. I got 10 kids coming to clap for us.
You got 10 kids? I got 10 kids, too.
Jump in, Yemeni. I also got 10 kids.
30 kids is coming.
Himmel, but I like to have the sneaking in confession.
Thank you, Barney Robbins. That was 3-year-old Barney Robbins playing a Beethoven sonata with one hand. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to introduce another neighborhood act, Schultz and Basco.
Luigi?
Yes, sure.
Luigi, tell me, who was that lady I seen you with last night?
That wasn't a lady. That wasn't my wife.
Give him the hook.
Go ahead, Luigi.
Hey, all right. Schultz, I'm understanding you're expecting somebody at your house.
That's right, Luigi. We are expecting a little bundle from heaven.
Well, really? Your wife, or she's having a baby?
No, that's my uncle. He's a midget and he's flying in from Australia.
Give him the hook.
Luigi, don't stand there. Sing or start ducking.
And all the cowpoker went a-riding into the park when a windy day. Upon the ridge he took the rest and then he went away. All at once a mighty herd of a red skin of scows he saw. Down through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw.
Give him the hook.
bronze was still on a fire, and the hoofs was a metal of steel. The horns was a black and a shiny, and the heart the breath that he could feel. A bolt of the fear went through a man as they ran right through the sky. For they saw the riders coming hard, and then he heard them start to cry. I'm a coming down to get a unit.
Come here backstage in time to stop you.
Elizabeth, sorry, I'm feeling bad enough. I'm a true with singing.
That's right. For you was a mentor for something much bigger.
Bigger, what's that?
Rosa! Rosa! Curchy. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi's have a very bad week. His dream of being a bigger singer is all a busted. Make him feel good. Tell him something nice and tender.
Something nice and tender?
Yes.
Cop roast.
Why am I telling you? Let's go home
and... Mr. Basco, please, Mr. Manager, don't holler at me. I'm going right to home.
Mr. Basco, I'm sorry that you were thrown off the stage. But Mr. Pasquale has told me how much you want to be a singer.
Oh, no, I'm going to want to be a singer.
Now, don't say that. I've got a special prize for you.
Special prize? What's that?
Meet Mr. Gregory. You get 10 free singing lessons with him.
Mamma mia, for free singer, man.
Step out now, folks, and close the note from the diaphragm. Let's go. Hold them on.
I'm sorry to write to you. Looks like I'm never going to be a Sinatra. But now I'm got another big thing for my future. Pasquale is to see how I'm a catch tomatoes on a stage with my hand. So he's buy me baseball a glove. Yes, Mamma Mia. Pasquale is going to manage me, and I'm going to be a second of Joe DiMaggio. Oh. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
When Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Max Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Max Benoff. J. Cal Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa.